Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. The most communicable disease in the world today is your thoughts.
That's right.
Don't know what you thought it was going to be about? But it's about the most communicable disease being your thoughts.
In Proverbs 23:7, it says, "As a man thinketh, so is he."
Your mentality is not determined by where you work, where you live, what you drive, what you wear, or who your parents are. Your mentality is determined by how smart you are. Not even that. Not even how smart you are. But it's determined by the dominant thoughts in your mind.
And that's your choice.
That's right. Whatever thoughts you allow to dominate your life will have a direct impact on who and what you draw into your life. Like a magnet, your thoughts will draw to you people and circumstances that harmonize with your dominant thoughts. Life is not determined by outward acts or circumstances, but rather, by our thoughts.
Which actually bring out the outward acts and circumstances.
That's right. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman orator, politician, he said once, "Our life is what our thoughts make it."
Think of that.
Ralph Waldo Emerson, the poet, said, "Man is what he thinks."
In Matthew 12:34, in the King James Version, it says, in part, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh." The Amplified Bible of that same scripture says, "For out of the fullness, the overflow, the superabundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." And the New Living Translation says, "For whatever is in your heart determines what you say." Now that is a good translation.
Here's the truth. Nothing is coming out of your mouth that you haven't first thought.
Think of that.
A single thought will neither make or break a life, but a habit of thought will. We cannot think defeat and be victorious. A fixed habit of faith is the cure for a worried, troubled heart. We can do more for or against ourselves than any outside force.
You need to say that again.
We can do more for or against ourselves than any outside force. We want you to write this down. I can do more for or against myself than anyone else or any outside influence. I can do more for or against myself than anybody else or any outside influence. Write down on a slip of paper and carry it around with you for the next 7 days. You can write down all the notes from this phone call, but the key is implementation.
That's right.
You have to put to work, as my fine wife says. You can have a seed in the barn, but it'll never bring a harvest unless you put it in the ground. It's not enough to hear. It's what you know. Not enough to do with, it's not what you know, but what you do with what you know.
There you go.
That makes a difference. What sets a man apart from all other forms of animal life? It is the ability to think, to reason, and improve his or her life.
That's right. The greatest underdeveloped asset in the world today is our ability to think. It's up to us to get our own thinking right on the right basis. No one else can do it for us. And the way we think determines how we live. Every good thought contributes its share to the ultimate result of our lives. You know, a single thought in the morning may fill the whole day with joy and sunshine, or with gloom, depression, and despair. Many a day has been dampened by a careless or unkind thought that maybe somebody else wanted to put in your mind. But if you receive any of the negative or bad thoughts, you know, that's what makes the change. But pray, pray, because it also changes your physiology. If you get up and walk around, stretch, do something different, it can even change the process.
You will never be any better or higher than your best thoughts. You will never be any better or higher than your best thoughts. Hallelujah. The mind has great power over the body, and there's no doubt about it. To consciously think that I can impels the subconscious faculties into action. Life is formed from the inside out. What I am inside determines the issues in the battles of my life. Many times I've quoted an old African proverb that says, if the enemy within can do you no harm, neither can the enemy without. Thoughts are the transforming power released in our lives. As the Bible says, we quoted it earlier, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We are bound to follow our thoughts. That's why it's important business when we select the thoughts that we're going to allow to dominate our lives.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul talks about being transformed by the renewing of our minds.
In Romans 12, verse 2, it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Conformed in the Strong's Concordance is a Greek word, G4964. It means to conform to oneself, one's mind and character, one another's pattern. To one's mind, what is your mind but a collection of your thoughts that fill your subconscious and conscious mental computer?
The Amplified Bible of that scripture says it this way. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial customs. But be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. Now that really amplifies
it
that
really
scripture.
Does. That's awesome.
And then in the New Living Translation, it says it this way. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think.
Hallelujah.
Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect.
And interestingly enough, honey, the Greek word for repent means to change your thinking.
There you go.
That's what it means. Your thoughts, new thoughts, will become your motivation to change. There's really no other way to be transformed. When we're exhorted to reconsider, to think differently, he means that we're to change our thinking. Why? Because thoughts are the transforming power released in our lives. This is the only way that we can get our lives changed, is by changing our thinking. Thoughts, or if you will, power releases, right or wrong, they are power releases. They are bound to mold us and dominate us. We cannot think great. Now, let me say that another way. We cannot become great and think small. Neither can we remain small when we're thinking great. Thought is the original source of all wealth, all success, all discoveries, and achievement. Good thoughts must be coupled with right methods that we would like to achieve, help us achieve the desired result.
You know, it's amazing to find out or study and realize that our personal body chemistry is guided and triggered by our emotions. but our thoughts lead the actions. You can actually make yourself sick, poor, and unhappy by your habitual thinking. You can really even kill yourself by your thoughts. There's a fascinating story, really, about a man who was caught in a train car, and it was a freezer car, and he couldn't get out, and he actually thought he was going to die. And in the morning, they found him curled up in a corner, dead. But the freezer part was not even turned on.
Wow.
The greatest communicable disease in the world today is your thoughts. As we've taught before, worry is just troubled thoughts. In Job 20, verse 2, in the New International Version, so far says, "My troubled thoughts prompt me to answer because I am greatly disturbed." Worry is an obsession, a mania, a hallucinatory state, usually superinduced by, dare we say it, unbelief. Worry never righted a wrong, dried a tear, or lifted a burden. On the contrary, it has slain tens of thousands. But the cure for worry is a heart filled with faith. People are probably more careless about their thoughts than anything else. And then drawing upon the negative is not the way to live so that we would enjoy life.
Wow. How many of you have ever seen a really bad movie? Would you let somebody walk into your home and dump garbage all over the floor? But yet, sometimes we allow negative people around us to control our conversations. If you're around negative people, change the subject. Talk about constructive things, positive things. Invest your time. Let me say that again. Invest your time. Don't merely spend it. People do not realize the full implications of what happens to them when they dwell upon negative thinking. If you'd like to change your condition and situation in life, you got to change your thinking. Thoughts can be constructive or destructive. Fear, grief, worry, anger, jealousy, and other negative thoughts are destructive. The only person that really can hurt you is you. We need to think thoughts of joy and happiness and all that is good and constructive. There are natural laws and spiritual laws that, when obeyed or disobeyed, have consequences. The law of electricity must be obeyed before it becomes manservant. When handled ignorantly, it becomes a deadly foe, just like your state of mind. Never allow yourself to become so anxious about your future that you lose sleep and fall into the grip of fear. I've always heard it said that you should never go to bed sleep, never go to sleep angry with anyone, or most especially, and that includes your wife and spouse. Victor Hugo, the noted author of Les Miserables and The Hunchback of Notre Dame, he said, "When you go to bed at night, give your pillow these three things: love, confidence, and joy. And you'll awaken in the morning with a song in your heart." I'd say that's great advice and a good place to stop.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Good one. If I do say so myself.
If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. And the top where it says, "Sow a seed," just ask God, "What seed have you put in the ground?" Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And make sure you check out this week's two-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.